Welcome to the Occult London podcast. This is a new podcast dedicated to exploring magic, mysticism, the Kabbalah, as well as many other topics. In this new series, we will be exploring the symbolism mysteries of the tarot trumps in relation to the Western mystery tradition. Each episode, we'll be looking at a different tarot trump, and these are really meant to be short introductions, so not designed to be an exhaustive examination of them, but rather a taster to get you started and thinking and doing your own research, ideally. If you like the podcast, please make sure to visit our website at www.occultlondon.co.uk. Hope you enjoy it. So, this week we will be discussing the Chariot, which is the path of Chet, the 18th path on the Tree of Life. The Hebrew letter of the path is Chet, which is fence. The name of God is Al or El. The astrological correspondence is Cancer or the Crab. And the tarot correspondence, obviously, is the trump of the Chariot. The esoteric title is Child of the Power of the Waters, Lord of the Triumph of Light. As I said in the previous episode, it's really worth doing a bit of meditation on these esoteric titles, primarily that originate from the Golden Dawn, because they do give you quite a deep insight into some of the themes behind this particular path. And the path text from the Sefer Yetzirah is as follows. The 18th path is called the intelligence of the house of influence, by the greatness of whose abundance the influx of good things on created beings is increased. And from its midst, by the investigation, are drawn forth the arcana and hidden senses, which dwell in its shadow, and which cling to it from the cause of all causes. The mythological principle for this particular card is the once and future monarch. Experiences of the path are boundaries, borders and shores, journeys between worlds and times, images of containment or enclosure, relics of the past, and often an intense sense of waiting or brooding. Entities of the path would include phantoms of past ages, a sleeping king or queen. And the magical image is an arch of rich amber colour, bearing the letter Cheth in brilliant white upon its keystone. The door in the arch also bears the image of the trump. The colours in Atzeluth would be amber, in Bria, maroon, in Yetzirah, rich, bright russet, and Hosiah, dark greenish brown. The Kabbalistic symbolism of the path. So this, the path of the chariot connects the sphere of Bina and Geburah on the dark tower pillar. And these, as we have seen from our explorations of the two spheres of Bina, are understanding, and Geburah, severity. So in this path, we have the flow of energies from Bina, which is obviously the centre of form, into force, which is Geburah. And then on the return journey, you've got the idea of force represented by Geburah, breaking down forms and then returning them to the Great Mother of Bina. With the chariot, we're also working in the energies of the supernal triad, so crossing the abyss. So this path is very much about gathering the energies and conserving them. So think about the idea of an armoured car or a tank in a military situation. So obviously these things would protect things so that they can survive the next change. As well as being a protective force, it also gives us the idea of being driven by a higher force, and also the element of letting go and letting oneself be driven by that higher purpose. The Hebrew letter for this path is Chet, which obviously means fence or enclosure. If we look at the way a tree is designed, the energies flow from obviously Bina into Geburah. So this is very much a stabilising path that contains the wisdoms and power of above before it is subjected to the trial by fire within Geburah. This is a path of taking stock and gathering energies before we meet the fire within Geburah. So very symbolically relevant if we consider the idea of a crab as having a hard shell and a soft inside. The shell is like the strength and our chariot that protects the Grail, but it also represents the kind of method of organizing our consciousness and thoughts into a form that we can understand at a deeper level. Chet, as we have previously discussed, is also the fence into which the nail of vow, which is on the opposite side of the tree, represented by the Hierophant, are driven. So this is the body into which this spirit is transported. And got a quote here from Dolores Ashcroft Nowicki, which I quite liked. In this card, the young king is coming to claim his kingdom from the Queen of Heaven herself. He will take the throne. In this sense, anyone who has reached this path under serious training is coming into the inner kingdom we have all within us, but which is most a waste land, unknown and unnoticed. So here we have the concept of the king is obviously arriving to claim his kingdom and claim his throne. However, obviously, you do need to go through that fire, which strengthens the shell. So there's the fire of their Gabura, which strengthens and hardens our chariot, which enables us to then undergo those trials at a higher level and claim the kingdom which is ours within us all the time. And obviously also heal the wasteland, which is a reference to the, you know, the Arthurian and Grail legends. Moving on to the gods and goddesses of this path, because this has a strong connection with the path of Gebura, there is a lot of martial, kind of warlike energies associated with it. So you could look at people like goddesses and gods like Horus, Apollo, the Morrigan, Gwydion. There's also an element of shape-shifting about the path. If one considers the Morrigan is essentially a shapeshifter that helps to win battles. And this also shows in the elements of the path as kind of being mobile. So it's a mobile, fluid thing that will essentially work. The chariot is also a mobile throne. So likewise, we must kind of strengthen ourselves to be able to withstand the battles and trials of life. This offers protection, but it might not always be there for long. A chariot can break or fall apart, so we must focus on strengthening what is inside us, what is in our core, rather than focusing on external factors. The real strength lies within that inner fire, which we should all develop as magicians and seekers. So that concludes our episode on the chariot. Hope everyone found that useful. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to get in touch via the website. Our website address is www.occultlondon.co.uk, where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never miss one. You can also join our Facebook group, which is Occult London, and we are also on YouTube, Occult London Podcast. Hope you all enjoy it, and I'll look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.